360-degree reality. Sunset beach, I don't need HDTV. I want the real thing, living off a dream. Give me a couple thousands, I'm a jet to Philippines.
Yo, yo, welcome to Crypto 101. This is Matthew Aaron, and this is my first rant on Crypto 101. So the format of this podcast is that I will make three episodes a week or four about some basic topic. Remember, this podcast is not in-depth. You know, we're not going to go into talking to CNOs or talk about nodes and hash rates and all kinds of things. What I am going to talk about is maybe what is a node, what is hash rate, and what does that mean? And the basics of people that are in crypto, I'm sorry, that want to be in crypto, are going to come into crypto and have this space, Crypto 101, to find out the basic information, how to set up accounts, how to transfer funds, what this means or that means. And then with that format, every week I will put out a rant of things that are just on my mind. So if you have listened to my podcast already and you do enjoy it, please share it with your friends, Apple Podcasts, Crypto 101, SoundCloud, Crypto 101. You can find my Twitter at crypto_101. I also have a Facebook page that nobody's on yet, but we'll get people there. And please, if you have other friends that are just getting into crypto, push them over this way, subscribe to the podcast, write me a review, and I would really appreciate it. You can also find me on kimcoin.com. It's a website with a collection of all kinds of podcasts and references for crypto. Check that out. Anyway, my rant today, I have two rants, and I'm going to try to keep them as short and as brief as possible. The first one is, I wish I knew when I first started getting into crypto not to buy the big brands if I wanted to make money. And the second one is all the Bitcoin, you know, rumors and shit lately is driving me crazy. And those are the two things I want to get off my chest. So first, it's about, you know, buying into the big names and like Bitcoin, F, and Ripple. And you know what? They're solid buys. And if you want to invest, you know, into F, will F double? Yes. Will it triple? Yes. Keyword, in the future. Now, you're looking at F, and right now it has a market cap of $20 billion. And the price to buy in is $200 a piece. Okay, so let's just say you buy $1,000 of ETH, and you want to make $2,000 out of that. That market cap of $20 billion needs to go to $40 billion. All right? Now, you know, everybody's saying that the cryptocurrency world is going to be $1 trillion in a couple of years, which is possible. The tech bubble of the 90s was like $2.4 trillion, and people are saying that this is going to be bigger. It's going to get bigger, and it's not a bubble. It's actually going to grow, you know, sustainably to be, you know, trillions of dollars. So yes, that's amazing that possibly could happen. But let's look at it as like a numbers thing. And in the time, number is the time ratio. If you have a market cap of, you know, $20 billion and you want to double your money and another $20 billion has to come into that coin just to double your money, okay, that's great. But how long will $20 billion take to come into that coin? Fine, you want to triple it, another $20 billion? Fine, you want to quadruple it. Now you're up to $80 billion to make four times your money. So you see these people that are, you know, saying that I got rich on ETH. Lambo's on the moon, Rari's on Mars with ETH. But what new people into cryptocurrency forget is that they've been in ETH since it was, you know, they started from the bottom, now they're here. You know what I'm saying? They were buying ETH when it was dollars, not when it was $200s. Now people are saying, well, you know what? ETH can get to the price of Bitcoin. Okay. But if it's at 200 right now and it needs to go to 2,000, we're talking about $200 billion market cap. So, I mean, just do some math when you're buying into these coins and think about, you know, available supply and market cap. And is that available supply going to go? Where is the top? How many coins are going to be released in total forever in the coin's lifetime of mining? And look at how much it's going to have to take for the coins, the market cap to get to the market cap to meet your financial targets if it's going to grow. Because look, no matter what Bitcoin does with all the rumors that are going on right now, if it's at 2,500 right now, could it go down to 15? Sure. Do I think that it's going to disappear? No. Do I think that it's going to go up from 25? Yes, of course. And I don't think there's one person here that's going to tell you that you're not going to look at 5,000 Bitcoin or 10,000 Bitcoin in within the year or two or whatever. That's not what we're saying. But to make these, you know, huge gains that you've seen people have, you got to remember that they invested in a new currency and put faith and risk into that. So for new people, the moral of the story is, if you're going to buy, you know, ETH and you're wondering why you didn't double your money already, that's because there has to be $20 billion more to come into there just so you can double your money. So what I do is I look for those new guys, you know, and I don't know if, you know, what you say in, you know, crypto is, don't invest anything that you're not willing to lose. So if you're really willing to lose it, don't put it into ETH. Don't put it into ETH. Put it into something that has a market cap of, you know, 15 million. That looks great. Or a 1 million or 2 million or a couple million. And look at it and say, look, this coin and these people and their website and their idea of the future looks like that this coin could be a $1 billion coin. So while it's 13 million market cap, then buy 1,000, then buy 2,000, then buy, you know, a 10,000, and then watch your money grow when it turns into a $130 million market cap and a $1.3 billion market cap. And then you started from the bottom, now you're here. But, you know, to do it with like these big dogs, you know, they're safe investments. They're really a lot safer and stabler. But are you going to get, you know, your Lambo? Probably not. My next idea is just, you know, I'm just kind of looking at this whole Bitcoin thing. Is it going to split? Is it not going to split? You know, they did this whole BIP 91 and they said, oh, no, we're not going to split now because we can, or, you know, we won't even look at it until, you know, late August. And then, you know, Charlie from Litecoin puts out a tweet the other day and says, I don't think anybody realized, but they're probably still splitting on the first. And, you know, that caught me off guard. I'm like, wait, what? How is that? So you see, and then right after that, you know, Bitcoin takes a shit. It goes from like, you know, 2,800 down to like 24. And which is not even a big drop, but, you know, whatever. And you're like, and everybody's looking at it like back and forth for this whole month. Like, are they going to split? Are they not going to split? Are they going to split? Are they not going to split? Are they are? They're going to do BIP 148, BIP 91. You have all these, you know, BIP shit and, you know, all this FUD and hype and, you know, I just feel that it's so fucking irresponsible, to be honest with you. And they're talking about internal politics with this whole thing. It's like, you know, this internal politics has been going on since 2013, 2014, and they haven't come to a consensus because of the miners and this, that, the other thing, and these big guys that are big miners that, you know, are making money off of this, and they don't want to, you know, whatever the fuck. And I just feel that to let that into the market is very irresponsible. And I know this is, it's community based and it's decentralized, and, you know, sometimes they just take to Reddit and they take to the forums to try to get, you know, users and everybody into a certain idea. And it's like a huge monstrous democracy, but the volatility that it creates is, I think, kind of defeating the purpose of the future applications of the coin. You know, I'm thinking of like just like different countries using their coin because of, say, you know, hyperinflation in their country, and they have no currency that they can use that is going to be stable enough, and they're looking at, say, cryptocurrency, something that the people can adopt. And then the cryptocurrency politics inside of the currency itself is so unstable that it also makes an unstable coin when people are looking for stability or a way to build a business off of, or something that Bitcoin and cryptocurrency want. They want to be able to buy a beer with Dash or ETH or Litecoin. And they want to be able to go fill up at the tank with Litecoin. And, you know, these different uses. But you don't want your gas to cost, you know, $20 a tank one day and $100 the next day just because of the volatility in your currency. And I think a lot of that volatility is unpredictable just because of this whole split shit. And I think that it's really ruining the reputation of the crypto market. And that's why I don't even hold Bitcoin, because I don't want to deal with that. I don't want to deal with it. There's plenty of other crypto out there that has less politics than Bitcoin. And the problem is, yeah, Bitcoin is so big. That's like the United States, where they say, you know, when the United States economy gets a cold, everybody else gets the flu. And that's what you're kind of seeing to an extent. But there are some currencies that are just saying, you know what, we're not having this. I'm very surprised with the way Litecoin handled this whole Bitcoin fiasco. They went up to 40. They went up to 45. And they haven't really budged that much. They used to be pegged to the Bitcoin. You can see Bitcoin go up and down, and Litecoin would go up and down with it. Now Bitcoin goes down and Litecoin just says, fuck off. Just go. And they're just chilling, you know? And I appreciate that, because it means that the community believes in the coin, and Litecoin has their shit together internally as well. And that's what I would like to do in the future, is use my Litecoin, which I do hold Litecoin, and I want to go buy my gas and my bread and send my brother some money, or buy something on iTunes or Amazon or shit. You know, maybe not Amazon, but maybe Amazon with Litecoin, and be confident with that purchase and be confident with that transaction. And people can adopt this currency to facilitate different aspects of their life, no matter where they live in the world, because that's what these currencies do, is they cross borders and don't deal with the politics that are inside their country that are fucking people over. So it's really shitty that Bitcoin's politics are just like some other politics that are continuing to fuck people over. And it kind of bothers me a little bit. I don't know if it bothers other people, but it bothers me a little bit. And look, I'm not a tech guy. I'm just looking at it from like a consumer usage point of view. I don't want to deal with my currency. And yes, we all are in here to make money and for it to go up. But if it's a usable currency, these are investments. These are gambles. We know this is risk, but we're doing this also because I want to use this as well. This is amazing. This is amazing stuff. But how can I feel confident about holding, you know, my paycheck in a currency that could be worth 500, because internal politics says, oh, we're splitting. just stop it. I think the other thing that concerns me is that within the Bitcoin community, within Bitcoin in the politics, is we have, like we just said a little bit ago, they predict crypto is going to go to $1 trillion market cap, you know, all of crypto. And how much of that is going to be in Bitcoin? So right now, Bitcoin is holding, how much is Bitcoin holding? 49% of the market right now. Okay, so we're at let's just say $1 trillion. And let's just say it goes down to, you know, fuck it, I don't know, 40%. Instead of 49%, 40% or 30%. So Bitcoin's going to go from $40 billion right now to $300 billion or $400 billion. And Bitcoin cannot control its politics when it's $40 billion. Imagine when it's $300 billion and $400 billion. If you cannot deal with your internal politics or your scaling, your scalability of your product and control your brand when you're $40 billion, which is not small, but you plan to go to $400 billion or keep growing, I'm sorry, you got to get your shit together. If this was a business or any other business, I mean, but everybody's been in business or worked for a shitty company with politics that couldn't get their shit together and didn't grow properly or managed a company. And you just know, like, look, things don't work this way. Yes, there's office politics. Yes, there's this, that, or the other thing. But your business does not go one way one day and one way the other day because of your office politics. You don't start producing something or manufacturing something and you have, you know, your production at, you know, 100% one day, and then all of a sudden it goes down to 25% because meh, I don't know, FUD. Or the quality assurance is and not having any defective pieces, and then all of a sudden, meh, half of them. And it doesn't work that way for successful companies. But for some reason, Bitcoin feels that, you know, these politics can just, you know, jump the price around, fuck with the consumer, you know, mess with the markets, mess with people who actually want to use this and go buy bread or milk or gas or stay in a hotel with these things. And because of internal politics. And not, and the worst part about it is, you, the thing is, when you hear about these, you know that there's internal politics. That's great. But because of the way Bitcoin and the crypto world and Reddit and the forums are, all their dirty laundry's out. So, you know, if say Apple's arguing over the design of the iPhone 8, and it's not out yet because they're arguing about design, or do they want an OLED screen or an LED, or do they want wireless charging, or do they want to take off another cable and no more jacks on the phone? We don't hear about that. Those are internal. We're not buying stock because we found out 6 months earlier that they're going to take off the headphone jack. No. That, and then we don't hear that Johnny Ive doesn't go onto Reddit and say, hey guys, you know what? I really want to take off this iPhone jack, but you know, this damn Tim Cook is being an asshole. He won't let me. And what do you guys think? No, what the fuck? No. Anyway, sorry, that was my rant, but I'm a little upset as a consumer of cryptocurrency, a user of cryptocurrency in my day-to-day life, to watch cryptocurrency just get, you know, pushed one way or the other based off of, you know, Bitcoin's political inside things. And I really just think that it's tainting cryptocurrency and it's tainting the future of cryptocurrency, because it's really putting in perspective that if you want to make this a usable, scalable currency, not just scalable as, you know, fax transaction times or what have you, but as scalable in as we can put this into every aspect of our life, of buying bread and gas and taking a trip and booking a hotel with this currencies or these currencies, it's really putting in perspective the things we have to overcome first with these currencies. And internal politics, when it comes to splitting a chain or nodes or whatever, should not make this market go fucking crazy and affect the consumers and make it so volatile. It's volatile enough as it is. But no, we have to get politics and Reddit involved. And so looking at the future of 5 to 10 years, I'm just wondering how these companies are going to manage their brands, manage their coins, manage their blockchains so that this shit doesn't happen. Now, will this happen with ETH? I don't know. Will it happen with these other coins? I don't know. But Bitcoin has really put in my opinion, a bad taste in my mouth of what I can expect of the future. Because like I said a little bit ago, if it's at 40 billion market cap right now, imagine the bullshit that it's going to have when it's 400 billion. And imagine having that bullshit affect your life because you're holding your paycheck in Bitcoin. Anyway, those are my thoughts. Thank you very much, Crypto 101. And the song today is by June Marisi. It's called Fly, FKJ Remix. I found this on LaBelle Music channel on YouTube. Check it out. The link is in the description.